Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
7 o'clock.
I'm John Lobertini in the KGO Newsroom. Top story at the top of the hour. Governor Jerry Brown revokes the parole of a convicted killer.
The autopsy shows that Mike had dirt in his lungs, so they buried him alive. That's super hard for me.
About an hour ago, the governor released an order revoking the parole of 53-year-old David Weidert. Weidert was convicted of the brutal 1980 murder of a 20-year-old developmentally disabled man named Mike Morganti. It happened east of Fresno. As we first reported on the Drex Radio Show on Wednesday night, one of Weidert's parole destinations was a halfway house in San Francisco. This is Morganti's sister, Vicki Van Dyne.
They beat him, and they made him dig his own grave in between beating him.
Beat him with an aluminum baseball bat, strangled him with a telephone wire, stabbed him, and yes, they even made Mike Morganti dig his own grave.
Mike never fought back. He was 6'5". All he did was beg for them to stop. And they didn't.
Morganti's body was found just before Christmas, 1980. Shocking news as reported by TV station KFSN.
Mike Morganti's life ended in this shallow grave.
But Van Dyne says her brother let his killers know he wasn't going to die easily.
They thought they'd killed him. They covered him up with dirt. And then as they were leaving, Mike reached out of the grave and grabbed Weidert by the leg.
We will have much more on this story at the bottom of the hour. Our other top story on this Friday night, the U.S. Supreme Court makes history. That's how the celebration sounded just after 7 Pacific time as the justices, by a 5-4 vote, made same-sex marriage legal in all states. In San Francisco, City Attorney Dennis Herrera talked about the long legal fight.
It was a culmination of something that I have said repeatedly over the course of the last 11 years. The beauty of using the power of the law to make a difference in people's lives each and every day.
Now, the celebration continues at this hour in San Francisco's Castro District, arguably ground zero for the gay rights movement. KGO 810's Brian Pelletier is in the Castro, and we hope to connect with him anytime now with what is no doubt an incredible scene. The San Francisco celebration started at City Hall, where then-Mayor Gavin Newsom challenged California law in 2004 and started issuing marriage licenses to same-sex couples. KGO 810's Kim McAllister was there.
A celebration as the Supreme Court rules that marriage equality is afforded by the Constitution, that the right to marry is fundamental, paving the way for same-sex marriage in all 50 states, including the 13 that still ban them. San Francisco Mayor Ed Lee.
Did you feel the earth shake this morning?
Yes!
I just wanted to tell you that I don't think it was an earthquake, but I do believe it was the scales of justice tipping, and it was the arc of our history being bent.
Lieutenant Governor Gavin Newsom talked about his role in history.
Today is about an affirmation of all of us and our unique capacity to do extraordinary things.
Governor Jerry Brown happened to be in San Francisco today, and he too weighed in on the landmark ruling by the Supreme Court.
Marriage equality, the rights of same-sex couples, now recognized by the highest court in the land. Who would have ever thought that even 5 years ago? But it happened.
In national news, one of two escaped killers from upstate New York is dead tonight.
Richard Matt was shot and killed in a shootout with law enforcement. It appears that he had gotten a hold of a gun along the way. It's unclear where he was able to gain access to a gun.
Justice correspondent Pamela Brown says it happened near the Canadian border.
There was a shootout after a driver of a camper called 911 near Malone, New York. That's where it happened.
Fugitive Richard Matt did not survive the shootout, but Brown says the search is not over.
There is still a manhunt underway for David Sweat, the accomplice who escaped from prison, who is a convicted killer.
This manhunt is now in its third week. Still ahead, we've got traffic and weather. KGO News time is 7:04.
Are you ready to make a six-figure income this year?
Hi, I'm Chad Shinneke, a college dropout turned self-made millionaire. Over the last 25 years, my unique find, fund, and flip system has allowed me to personally flip over $50 million in real estate and fund over $1 billion in other people's real estate deals. Now I'm ready to show you how easy and simple it is to find, fund, and flip houses or apartment buildings for instant profit in my find, fund, and flip kit. For a limited time, I want to give anyone that calls a free copy of my kit. There's no catch. It's just free. In my kit, I'll show you how easy it is to assess properties quickly to find the perfect property for you to flip. I'll also share how you can tap into my funding sources to fund all of your deals, to flip apartment buildings or single-family homes, with no credit, no cash, or experience needed.
To get your free kit, call 800-864-9517. Call now, and Chad will give you two free tickets to his workshop coming to the Bay Area. Call 800-864-9517. That's 800-864-9517.
It is 7:05 on KGO. Time now for Traffic on the Fives, and we welcome Lee Graham to the KGO Traffic Center.
Thank you, John. We'll start eastbound 80 at Potrero. This look at traffic's brought to you by your Northern California Honda dealers at NorCalHondaDealers.com. An accident there that had the two left lanes taken out. Well, the far left lane has been open for several minutes, but the second lane is still blocked. Also, eastbound 80 at Powell, you've got a hazard that's now out of the road. So traffic is mostly jammed up from Potrero back to the toll plaza. Southbound 880 in Hayward at West Winton, a fender bender there in the left lane. That's got you stop and go back to Lewelling Boulevard. Onlooker slowdowns on northbound 880 from that, plus an accident back at Thornton Avenue in Fremont has northbound 880 crowded from West Winton back to Dixon Landing in Milpitas. Also, keep in mind, Dolores Street between 18th and 20th Streets blocked until 9 for the Trans March. So you can expect things to be, if you're just now going down there, you know it's going to be jammed solid. Be ready. The July 4 Honda sales event is now on at your Northern California Honda dealers. Come in today for historic savings on new Civics, Accords, CRVs, and more. And first look at the all-new HRV. For details, visit NorCalHondaDealers.com. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
Your Bay Area weather forecast is going to be a case of up and down for the next few days. Think of it kind of like a yo-yo. Yesterday's score was followed up with a slightly cooler forecast today, though don't tell that to the folks in Antioch, Fairfield, and Livermore. Highs today in the low 60s to upper 90s. Tonight, mostly cloudy, lows in the 50s. Saturday, partly sunny by the bay and inland, mostly cloudy at the coast. Much cooler with highs in the upper 50s to mid 80s, but on Sunday, look for the heat to make a comeback. Right now, around the Bay Area, the hot spot inland, 84 in Fairfield, 84 in Livermore. Wouldn't they love some 50s right now? 76 in Dublin, 74 in Napa, 68 in Oakland, 84 in San Jose, 61 in San Francisco. The Drex Radio Show is next. I'm John Lobertini, KGO 810.
Glad you could join us.
Comedy, music, live. Are you getting it? Yeah. They're all the same show.
Sounds like a fun crew.
I think we can live with that.
What time is it?
It's showtime, folks.
This is the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
It's a really proud day.
Today, we can say, in no uncertain terms, that we've made our union a little more perfect.
I can't even put it into words. It's stunning to have the president say something like that to me is not something I ever dreamed of, not something I can honestly think really happened. It just seems unbelievable.
And that is the lead plaintiff, Obergefell, who led the Supreme Court decision.
I'm welling up again.
I know, right? Here we go. Yes.
So right after Obama called him to congratulate him, the reporter said, oh, you know, how does that make you feel? And that was him responding. And I'm like, I don't know how you're still standing up. I would have just fallen on the ground.
Yes, it's a landmark day. The Supreme Court legalizes gay marriage nationwide. The Supreme Court ruled today, 5-4. That it's legal for all Americans, no matter their gender or sexual orientation, to marry the people that they love. So love equals love, equal equals equal, love plus equal equals freedom. That's the way I see it. How do you see it? How does it feel? 808-0810. The decision is historic. And I mean, to think that it was just a decade ago that Lieutenant Governor Newsom said, you know, it's going to happen whether you like it or not. And here it is.
And people ran that quote as though it was some horrifying threat.
Right.
But he was just like, look, man, it's coming. Progress always comes. Things change for the better.
There's no stopping this. And turns out that he was right. He was right. It's been quite a week.
I mean,
with the ACA and Obamacare, the ruling yesterday.
He had quite a week.
Yeah.
Whether I like it or not, TPP, Obama had quite a week. The nation had quite a week.
We'll table that for now.
Yeah. Let's just go with the wins and forget about the losses.
So, you know, we have 37 states and the District of Columbia that already recognize marriage equality. The remaining 13 states that banned these unions, even as public support has reached record levels nationwide, now they all have to buckle down, buckle up, and, you know, and do the right thing.
It was a much shorter path to marriage equality, gay marriage, than it was for interracial marriage.
Right, which is an incredible story in itself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That lingered for decades. I think
it really
did. Even friends get married 15 years ago, and I was like, oh, wow, so wow. Well, yeah, I know you're going to have some kind of talk with your kids and blah, blah, blah. It's just everything's completely flipped.
So how does it make you feel? 808-0810. Are you celebrating? Or there are people out there.
Oh, my God.
Yes. look, there's the other side. And you're entitled to your opinion, for sure. That's what America's all about, by the way. And I don't mind hearing the other side of the coin. But it was a special feeling today when the news was breaking. And especially, as I mentioned with Nikki and Brett, just driving across the bridge today was a special day for me. You know, coming back to the Bay after being away for decades and working in radio and coming back. And, of course, it was magical when I drove back into San Francisco for the first time in decades. I'm thinking, wow, I'm back. It feels so good. That was January. And today it was actually, you know, I felt like the entire bridge was moving, and it wasn't the earthquake move. I felt it. You know, from my head to my toes, how fantastic to look at the city. And it was okay that traffic was backed up on the bridge today because I could actually sit there and look at the city and think about it, thinking, wow, this is where it all began. And here I am in this incredible moment on this incredible day. We're all as one, people. We're all free.
That is
great. We all get to be with who we want to be with and not be ostracized for it.
Such a great feeling. Like you said, it's a great view on any given day, but somehow I'm sure you swelled with pride today.
Yeah, I mean, for sure. And the fact that it's happening on Pride weekend.
Boy, oh, my God.
What the city. Stand
and
by.
On my gay friend Neil's birthday. What a birthday for him.
Yeah.
I can't wait for Sunday. Now, Sunday, Gay Pride Festival and Parade, it's like a whole new level. Now I'm like, oh, my God, I can't wear that old tutu. I need to go tutu shopping. What's a good color on me?
I'll have to break it out for Abolicious. Abolicious, so delicious. She loves her dad. Her dad loves her, too.
Your dog is gay?
Yeah, I think so. Yes, she's a lesbian. Yes, we put a pink tutu on her, and we'll have to break it out this weekend. So it was a wonderful decision. It didn't go 6-3 like we thought maybe it would, but it went 5-4, and that's okay. And
so let's get to some of the hilarity, right? Was it Scalia that?
Oh boy, Scalia. I mean, obviously there were those who dissent. Were in dissent, but his was scathing, his dissent. He complained that the majority opinion lacked even a thin veneer of law.
Oh, wow.
He said, whoever thought that intimacy and spirituality, whatever that means, were freedoms. And if intimacy is one would think freedom of intimacy is abridged rather than expanded by marriage. Ask the nearest hippie. Which immediately, you know, had people running to David Crosby, which I thought was interesting.
His point being that gay people like to have sex with more than one person?
I'm not sure. I think that what he's saying there is that it's just, you know, that this should be, he doesn't consider it a legal issue. And by the way, and the rest of the dissenters at SCOTUS, you know, at the Supreme Court, they were as of mind that this should just be left up to the states. Well, how can you do that? You know, let's just look at, even if you're thinking, you know what, I don't agree with gay marriage. I don't like it for religious reasons. And I understand that. That's fine. Everybody, as I said, you've got an opinion. You're entitled to it. And we're just fine with that. I think that anybody out there who wants to get married and wants to do it in a church and that particular church won't allow you to be married in that religious manner, you understand that. You know, it's their church and their rules. But the law itself, I mean, can you just imagine if, as a heterosexual, if you were married here in California, that would not be valid in Ohio. Or if you were married in, you know, let's say South Dakota or North Dakota, and you came here and it wasn't valid here. How bizarre would that be? So, you know, I don't understand the dissents with that line of thinking that it should be up to each individual state.
And again, that's not what it is for heterosexual marriage. So why would it apply to gay marriage? You know, like, screw you. We want the same thing. Right. Give me the same thing.
I'm going to take a break.
I'll
and we'll
have
be back.
What they're having.
And we'll get, you know, speaking of, you know, all of the dissent.
Craziness, yeah, Alveda.
Yes. Alveda King, niece of Dr. Martin Luther King. And by the way, again, what she says is probably what's going to be echoed. And a lot of us think, okay, the fight is over. No, perhaps the fight is just beginning. And we shall see. The rest of the country, some of these hardcore states such as Alabama and some of the red states are not going to just roll over on this. I have a feeling. Although we're celebrating. So 808-0810 is the number if you want to weigh in. And we'll be right back. Let's first check in with John Lovertini in the KGO newsroom.
Thank you, Drex. This look at traffic is brought to you by Oakland Airport Parking. We'll start in El Cerrito, eastbound 80 at Potrero. An accident there did have the left lanes taken out. It looks like they may have gotten both lanes open now. Traffic is still stop and go back to Buchanan, but it's not the parking lot that it was. Berkeley, eastbound 80, an earlier problem at Powell, gone now. Still has traffic solid back to the tolls. San Bruno, 280 southbound at 380, a two-vehicle accident there involving an overturned vehicle. Both of them out of the road, but the fire department has the slow lane blocked, so traffic is crawling back to King Drive. Lady Antebellum at the Shoreline Amphitheater tonight. Northbound 101 is crawling from North Shoreline Boulevard back to North Fair Oaks. Overflow on 237 westbound has it stacked badly back to just before Caribbean Drive. Southbound 101 is a parking lot back to Marsh Road and North Fair Oaks from Rangsdorf Avenue. Oakland Airport now offering 3 days of free parking when you fly to any one of 10 cities with new service this summer. From New Orleans to Tijuana, from Nashville to Houston Intercontinental, fly OAK and park free. Get the details at oaklandairport.com/park free. OAK, park close, fly on time. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
Are you hiring but not sure where to find the best candidates? As a business owner, I can tell you that your company is only as good as the people you hire. I can also tell you that posting your job in one place isn't enough to find quality candidates. But when you're short-staffed, there's no time to deal with the dozens of different job sites. Until now. Thanks to ZipRecruiter.com, I can post to 100-plus job sites with one single click and be instantly matched to candidates from over 4 million resumes. Just post once, and within 24 hours, watch your candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. ZipRecruiter has been used by over 400,000 businesses, and you can try it right now for free. Getting the right people for your company is so important. Try ZipRecruiter and get your perfect candidate before they go to somebody else. Today, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/talkradio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/talkradio. Again, ZipRecruiter.com/talkradio.
If you have Medicare, Walgreens has good news. Because with the New Balance Rewards, it's easier than ever to earn points, even with Medicare. Now, you'll get points for every prescription and immunization every day. And more points mean more rewards. To see all the new ways to earn points and get rewards, simply visit walgreens.com/morepoints. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Points can't be earned in New York, New Jersey, or Arkansas. Other restrictions apply. For details, visit walgreens.com/balance.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-735-7485 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-735-7485 to take your call now. Call 877-735-7485. That's 877-735-7485. Again, 877-735-7485.
Summer is a special time of year for California avocado growers. It's the season when you finally get to taste the delicious fruit of their labor. As local American farmers, they take great pride in what they produce and love that their avocados are freshest and at their peak in the summer. So next time you're shopping for a simple dinner or for your summer celebrations, don't forget to pick up some hand-grown California avocados. Always be sure to look for California on the label. Available now at Safeway.
Fresh, live, local. The Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
And there's a road, twisted glass, and take a fly with the dove. And if you can't see with the one you love the one you're with.
It's from Farm Aid, 2000. Love the one you're with. And it's very interesting with Scalia, Justice Scalia, and his scathing dissent, complaining this is the opinion lacked even a thin veneer of the law. Whoever thought that intimacy and spirituality, whatever that means, were freedoms. And why don't you go ask
of
the nearest hippie?
Is.
Yeah. So, you know, go to David Crosby. And here's what David Crosby had to say about that. He said, I think he's slagging gays and hippies. I don't think he understands either one. I think he's an old reactionary guy, and I think he's failing to address the basic thing. Hippies and gay people are people, and we are citizens,
no,
and we
not.
Live here, and we're neighbors. He might not know that, but we are, and that's how it should be, and that's how you should see us, as citizens of the United States. We're voters, people who should be equal. That idea of the country, not maybe, there's no if about, there's no gray area there. The idea is that people would be equal here, all of us, hippies and gay people included, black people, white people, yellow people, all people. It's all about people, people. So good for David Crosby. All right.
Scalia's not very good at his job, it seems like.
Well, you
know. He's a disappointment. I mean, you can give me good legal ground excuses. That's not one of them.
Well, there was also Chief Justice John Roberts who didn't agree, Clarence Thomas, and you know, and by
right,
the way.
Right, but they probably wrote better dissent.
Well, their dissent was it should go to the states. All right, 808-0810, 808-0810. If you're outside the Bay, 415-808-0810.
Take my call. I got to go.
Okay.
David.
Hi, David.
Are you there?
Hi, how you doing?
Hi,
David. I'm here.
Okay, yes, you're on KGO.
All right. You can't call it gay marriage, and you can't call it same-sex marriage. You gotta call it marriage.
Marriage, yes.
Period. Period. End. And if the other states don't do, I mean, like, if other states don't follow law, like I have to follow their law in their state, you know something? Then they should be arrested because the feds are gonna come after them. Otherwise, quit your job if you don't want to follow according to policy, which is the law of the land. Then you ought to be fired for your job not following the law. It's considered law now. Otherwise, get out. Go find another job somewhere else, and that's it.
Yeah, for all those people who said, no, I'm going to move.
Well, I really hope that it doesn't become ridiculous and,
yeah.
You know, that we do not have to call in the FBI or the National Guard and, you know, open county clerk offices, this, that, and
I
the other.
That,
and we don't have to walk
that.
Down that path.
Right, but you got to understand. You know, all due respect, there are idiots that will do everything to prevent from moving forward with the law, that they'll do everything they can to either, you know, try to, you know, blackball it basically backpedal it and try to, you know, making sure that not all the, they're going to take their time of issuing licenses and so forth. Follow the law. If we have to follow the law, when I break a law, then I have to, you know, then I have to pay the consequences. When you break a law that you don't want to follow federal law, then you should be paying the consequences. Start following the law. That's what we paid you to do.
I see what you're saying.
Right on, David. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. 808-0810. And by the way, and I love this coming out of Texas because they started issuing Texas licenses immediately today for equality marriage. And out of Bexar County, which is San Antonio, my beloved San Antonio. Hello, San Antonio. I love you. I don't miss your heat, but I love you guys. They said the guy who oversees the marriage licenses in Bexar County said, look, if you're having a problem, if you're being discriminated against somewhere else in the state of Texas, just get in your car, drive on down here to San Antonio, and we'll take care of you.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
I hadn't realized that, but I suppose to David's point, some people will drag their feet if it's something that they're against.
Well, there are more
the
points. Yeah, there are still things that the LGBT community is still fighting for, and we'll get to that later in the show as we go back to this. By the way, should we play Alveda King? This is the niece of Dr. Martin Luther King. This is what she had to say today on Fox News. Let's see.
I believe if my granddaddy, Dr. Martin Luther King Sr., were here today, he would say, keep looking up. That was one of his favorite scriptures, you know. God is even higher than the Supreme Court. So the verdict is not totally in. We're still praying and waiting to hear from God, and that's my position. So it's going to be a long, hot summer and an interesting year ahead. Neil, love and sex are two entirely different things. And so who is anyone to argue about who can love who? But sex, procreation, that kind of thing, God has some specific plans for that.
I don't know what the hell she's talking about, quite frankly. And even Neil Cavuto cut her off. He had to stop her and say, this is a family show. Whether he's down with it. But her whole point was common law is not natural law.
She said, we have to wait and hear from God. I'm like, oh, right. And how exactly? He's just going to write it
what
in the sky like the witch did in Wizard of Oz.
Who has that hotline number?
Thank you.
Yeah.
Anyway, so, she's an embarrassment to the King name. Boy, oh boy.
I was shocked when I heard her say it. I thought, oh my goodness. I mean, you know, and bringing up natural law versus common law, and man's law does not trump, no pun intended there. please. Yeah. Does not trump the law of the land. You know, so we'll see about that. We have laws here in the United States, as David said, and marriage equality. Marriage is for everyone now. So that's what
it is. Oh, come on now, Drex. God hasn't weighed in. What is he going to do, strike down all of SCOTUS or the ones who voted in the correct way?
I think we'll be just fine. I think we'll all get over ourselves. All right. Coming up next, we're going to check in with John Libertini, and then he is going to... He unveiled a story, an exclusive story, a couple nights ago right here on the Drex Radio Show. And we're going to talk about it coming up next with John Libertini on KGOA 10.
Earnings vary based on your effort.
Do you want to learn how to make money flipping houses right here in the Bay Area? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll learn our simple three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Bay Area who want to learn how to make money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. The Bay Area is a perfect market for my system, and next week I'm holding a free 2-hour educational workshop where you will learn how to make money flipping homes and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get 2 free tickets to Than's workshop, call 1-800-359-5793. Seating is extremely limited. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also reserve a free copy of Than's Money for Deals guide. That's 1-800-359-5793. That's 1-800-359-5793.
Is your financial advisor putting his money where his mouth is? Too many financial advisors tell their clients buy investments that they would never invest in themselves. In fact, Morningstar has revealed only 47% of U.S. stock fund managers personally own the funds they manage. That means that more than half the fund managers don't invest their money into the funds where you're supposed to put your life savings. Is the story the same for the person giving you investment advice? Ask your financial advisor if he's invested his own money in the same same funds he told you to buy. At O'Donnell Financial Group, they personally own the same investments that they recommend to their clients. That's how they've done it since 1987. For a free portfolio review and analysis, call 866-496-2300 or visit them online at O'DonnellFinancialGroup.com. That's 866-496-2300. Securities offered through Securities America, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Advisory services offered through Securities America Advisors, Inc. O'Donnell Financial Group and Securities America are not affiliated.
GEICO RV presents Reflections from the Road.
I love the great outdoors and saving money. So I made the easy switch to GEICO RV insurance,
which was a whole lot easier than eating my wife's cooking for a week.
Rob, I can hear you.
Sometimes I think she can read my thoughts.
Yeah, you were thinking about GEICO RV insurance.
Man, she's good.
Well, you are saying everything out loud.
I meant to do an internal monologue.
GEICO, for your RV, trailer, or camper, see how much you could save.
We were rolling down this road in
Anbar Province.
All of a sudden, there's
a huge explosion.
We knew right away.
It was an IED.
Then we started taking sniper fire
and RPGs from the hills.
Today's service women face the same combat dangers as men.
It's pretty amazing.
We made it out alive.
But at home, women veterans face different challenges. DAV understands this and fights to get women veterans the health, disability, and financial benefits they were promised. Visit DAV.org for free help.
The Supreme Court has ruled marriage equality for everyone in America. That and a John Libertini exclusive coming up. First, let's check in with John in the KGO newsroom.
Well, Drex, our top story at the bottom of the hour is that stunning move by Governor Jerry Brown.
He blames it on, well, we were young, you know, we were kids. And the commissioners all say, kids that are acting out drive fast and do drugs. They don't do what you do. Do you get that? And he doesn't get it.
That's the sister of Mike Morganti, a 20-year-old developmentally disabled man tortured and murdered in 1980. In an order made public about 90 minutes ago, the governor revoked the parole of Morganti's killer, now 53-year-old David Weidert. As we first reported on the Drex Radio Show Wednesday night, Weidert could have been paroled to San Francisco, a halfway house, as soon as this weekend. Mike Morganti just wanted to be normal.
Mike was very vulnerable. He was 20, but more like 14 or 15 mentally.
By the fall of 1980, he was living on his own in a program for functionally disabled people. Vicki Van Dyne, his sister, and 10 at the time, says David Weidert represented a chance to make a friend.
And he was approached by David Weidert to be a lookout in a burglary.
Weidert and his accomplice made off with $700. Morganti didn't get a penny.
Mike immediately came to my mom and told her what happened and that he was trying to be cool and wanted to have friends.
Morganti and his family went to police, and investigators slowly built a case. Weidert, then just 17 and a half, got spooked.
First, they tried twice to kill Mike. They tried to hire somebody to kill him, and then they tried to run him over with their car.
In November, right before Thanksgiving, Weidert and his friend kidnapped Morganti and drove him to the hills east of Fresno.
They beat him, and they made him dig his own grave in between beating him.
Beat him with an aluminum baseball bat, strangled him with a telephone wire, stabbed him, and yes, they even made Mike Morganti dig his own grave.
Mike never fought back. He was 6'5". All he did was beg for them to stop. And they didn't.
Morganti's body was found just before Christmas, 1980. Shocking news as reported by TV station KFSN.
Mike Morganti's life ended in this shallow grave.
But Van Dyne says her brother let his killers know he wasn't going to die easily.
They thought they'd killed him. They covered him up with dirt. And then as they were leaving, Mike reached out of the grave and grabbed Weidert by the leg.
So they tied that telephone cord around his neck. But that didn't kill Morganti either.
The autopsy shows that Mike had dirt in his lungs, so they buried him alive. That's super hard for me.
Now, the four-page review concludes with Governor Brown writing, "I find the evidence shows that David Weidert currently poses an unreasonable danger to society if released from prison. Therefore, I reverse the decision to parole Mr. Weidert." Our other top story tonight, the U.S. Supreme Court and history. That's how the celebration sounded just after 7 a.m. Pacific time as the justices, by a 5-4 vote, made same-sex marriage legal in all 50 states. In San Francisco, City Attorney Dennis Herrera talked about the long legal fight.
It was a culmination of something that I have said repeatedly over the course of the last 11 years. The beauty of using the power of the law to make a difference in people's lives each and every day.
That celebration continues at this hour in San Francisco's Castro District, arguably ground zero for the gay rights movement in America. KGO 810's Brian Pelletier is live in the Castro with what is no doubt an incredible scene. Brian, what do you got?
Oh, that's right, John. There's a huge crowd here, and they're all very happy in the Castro. Speakers addressing those gathered for today's Decision Day rally and the kickoff to SF Pride 2015 say the legalization of marriage equality in all 50 states is indeed monumental and reason to celebrate, but they caution that there is still work to be done in the realm of LGBT rights and fighting discrimination throughout the country. Reporting live here in the Castro, I'm Brian Pelletier, KGO 810.
Still ahead, we've got traffic and weather. KGO News Time is 7:34.
When the leading antihistamine and Nasacort go nose-to-nose, Nasacort wins, stopping more of the chemical responses that can cause your nasal allergy symptoms. And when you stop more causes, you get 24-hour relief from sneezing, an itchy runny nose, even congestion. It's prescription-strength medicine available over-the-counter. Nasacort Allergy 24-hour. Stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Hi, I'm Larry Baer from the San Francisco Giants. The new Acute Care and Trauma Center at San Francisco General Hospital is opening to serve patients this December. But funds are needed to supply the new center with the most advanced life-saving equipment available. Answer the call at heartofourcity.org.
It is 7:35 on KGO. Time again to check your traffic with Lee Graham in the KGO Traffic Center.
Thank you, John. We will start in Hayward. This look at traffic's brought to you by Mancini's Sleep World. Northbound 880 is still in very rough shape. Onlooker slowdowns from an earlier accident on the southbound side at West Winton, plus an earlier problem at Thornton Avenue and Fremont on northbound 880 still has traffic bumper to bumper from West Winton back to Thornton Avenue. In the city, Dolores Street, remember, between 18th and 20th Streets, blocked off until 9 o'clock for the Trans March. So you know it's going to be jammed up. Now, speaking of the city, coming across westbound 80 on the Bay Bridge, things jam up at Treasure Island. You stop and go from there across the upper deck onto the Skyway to 101. Eastbound on the Skyway is not quite as bad. You stop and go from 5th to Fremont. Only minor slowdowns across the lower deck, but it bogs back down at Treasure Island. And from there, you stop and go to University Avenue in Berkeley. Mancini's Sleep World wants you to rest easy. Right now, upgrade to an adjustable comfort mattress for as little as $5.99 or get an adjustable queen set for as little as $9.99. With no interest for up to 48 months, the savings really add up. Mancini Sleep World. Visit sleepworld.com. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
Well, the Giants and the A's are both in the Bay Area tonight. Early on, the A's are up on the Kansas City Royals 1-0. No score over at AT&T Park between the Giants and the Colorado Rockies. Your Bay Area weather forecast is going to be an up-and-down affair for the next few days. Yesterday's scorcher was followed up by a slightly cooler forecast, though don't tell that to the folks in the inland areas where temperatures were still in the high 90s. Tomorrow you can expect partly sunny by the bay and inland, mostly cloudy at the coast, cooler with highs in the upper 50s to mid 80s. And then on Sunday, well, those hot temperatures are going to make a comeback. Right now around the Bay Area, we've got mostly clear skies and some pretty warm temperatures in some places. It's 82 degrees in Concord, 74 in Napa, 65 in Oakland, 83 in Fairfield, 79 in San Jose. We've got 61 in San Francisco. The Drex Radio Show continues. I'm John Lobertini, KGO 810.
If you're thinking about it, we're talking about it. The Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Jeff Buckley.
Heard there was a secret chord that David played and it pleased the Lord. But you don't really care for music, do you? Well, it goes like this, the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall and the major lift. The baffled king composing hallelujah.
Hallelujah, on this special day and this special weekend, in San Francisco being the center of the universe today, as the U.S., well, it really is, as the U.S. Supreme Court ruled 5-4 today, wow, that it's legal for all Americans, no matter their gender or sexual orientation, to marry
New York
they
might
love.
Well, fight you for that.
That's okay.
Stonewall.
We'll argue. No,
let's
but
see,
that's
Obergefell
okay.
Was from Ohio, I think.
We're all together as well.
We're all San Franciscans tonight.
Yeah, we are. And It's a good thing. All right, we will continue the conversation. I want to invite into the control room with me John Lobertini, who broke this exclusive story on the show. And it's a sad story, but it's really important. And I think what the governor did today was not only critical, it was the right thing to do. And thank goodness he did it, because as we heard in your newscast, this felon was about to be released and paroled.
Yeah, we broke this story on your show on Wednesday night.
Right.
And, you know, considering the state of corrections in California, where, you know, the state is looking for reasons to ease overcrowding and rehabilitate as opposed to putting people behind bars, you know, all signs were pointing to this guy being released. He'd been in prison for most of his adult life. He was convicted when he was 18. He's now 53 or 19, but, you know, figure 33, 35 years in prison. But what they go by when you start talking about parole is what kind of an inmate were they? Yes, this is a horrific crime, and really he wasn't supposed to be eligible for parole, but there were some state Supreme Court rulings that, you know, forced a change in his sentence. But what they do when they look at parole is they look at what sort of an inmate you've been. And David Weidert had been pretty much a model prisoner, but he did not perform very well before the California Parole Board. And if I can, I want to rerun this story.
Sure.
Just a brief snippet of it. It was Governor Jerry Brown today who issued an order. I got it just a few minutes after 6 o'clock. I've been very close communication with his press secretary. He says, you will hear from me one way or the other. And I saw that email come in on my phone and was just blown away. But listen to this first soundbite from Mike Morganti's sister.
The autopsy shows that Mike had dirt in his lungs, so they buried him alive. That's super hard for me.
That's chilling, isn't it?
No, it really is. I mean, this whole murder and the plot and the torture and what they put this young man through.
Yeah, and they had appealed. This guy was paroled, was given parole in January, but there's a 3-4-5 month waiting period, and he was due to be released this weekend. Today was the end of the line, and he could have been released to a halfway house in San Francisco. Weidert was convicted of what was really a brutal case of torture and murder. It involved a 20-year-old developmentally disabled man by the name of Mike Morganti. They lived in Fresno. The crime itself occurred in the hills outside of Fresno. Of course, we broke this story on your show Wednesday night. And here's more of a 3-minute, 20-second story I prepared for our news yesterday. More from Morganti's sister, Vicki Van Dyne.
Okay.
They beat him, and they made him dig his own grave in between beating him.
Beat him with an aluminum baseball bat, strangled him with a telephone wire, stabbed him, and yes, they even made Mike Morganti dig his own grave.
Mike never fought back. He was 6'5". All he did was beg for them to stop, and they didn't.
Morganti's body was found just before Christmas, 1980. Shocking news as reported by TV station KFSN.
Mike Morganti's life ended in this shallow grave.
But Van Dyne says her brother let his killers know he wasn't going to die easily.
They thought they'd killed him. They covered him up with dirt, and then as they were leaving, Mike reached out of the grave and grabbed Weidert by the leg.
Grabbed him by the leg.
Wow, it's chilling.
They beat him some more. They wrapped a telephone cable around his neck, tried to choke him. They thought they'd killed him. They buried him. But as you heard in that first soundbite, the autopsy shows he had dirt in his lungs, so he was buried alive. The governor had been asked for months, and there were more than a dozen elected officials in the state legislature. I had that number wrong the other night. It was like 15 elected officials of the legislature called on the governor to revoke this parole. And I've got the 4-page review right here. And the governor concludes by saying, I find the evidence shows that David Weidert currently poses an unreasonable danger to society if released from prison. Therefore, I reverse the decision to parole Mr. Weidert. Incredibly, again, unexpected, I sent this order to Vicki Van Dyne, and the text message I got from her was, OMG, I'm crying.
Wow.
Yeah, it's incomprehensible to me. As I said Wednesday when you did your exclusive story on our show, that how could this have happened to begin with, that you know, how many life sentences do you have to give someone until it means life? I mean, I understand reducing the prison population, but certainly not for violent offenders like this. And for this heinous crime that went down the way it did, I can't even imagine it being considered.
Well, you know, there are a lot of things that happen in the court system.
I mean, Charles Manson's still in jail.
Well, yeah. And good thing that was a high-profile case. I mean, there are a lot of cases that don't get this kind of attention. And this happened during a time when murder cases were getting a lot of scrutiny. Judge Rose Byrd on the state Supreme Court, who overturned the death penalty in California, she was the one that wrote the opinion on this Weidert case and overturned the case because he was 17 and a half at the time that the crime was committed. And there were some, I don't remember the exact details, but it was enough for her to overturn his conviction, life in prison without parole, to 25 to life. I'm actually surprised that they didn't pursue the death penalty, given the special circumstances that they tried to kill him two times, and then they tortured him, buried him alive. He sticks his hand out of the grave. They pull him out, beat him, torture him again, and then bury him alive a second time.
This is out of the worst kind of movie that I just never kind of go see.
No, it is a horror story.
It was the court system that, you know, unwound the original conviction and put him in a position to be paroled. Vicki Van Dyne, Mike Morganti's sister, told me she'd been to six parole hearings and that David Weidert and the commissioners that were questioning him would question some of his responses. She said he was unemotional, there was no remorse, and he didn't really seem to, he couldn't until the last parole hearing, she says, explain why it was that he killed Mike Morganti. And the, you know, he would say, well, we killed him and we did this, we did that, we were young. And one of the parole commissioners, according to Mike Morganti's sister, said, well, you know, kids that are acting out drive fast, they do drugs, they don't torture people for anywhere from 45 minutes to 2 hours and kill them. Why didn't you stop? And she says he couldn't provide an answer.
Well, psychopath, yes.
Totally.
Yeah, it sounds like a sociopath, doesn't it?
Sociopath, yeah. Well, thank you very much, John Libertini. And, well, the decision is the governor has changed his mind.
Yep, this is it. He's asked. I mean, it says, this is a conclusion. He says, I've considered the evidence in the record that is relevant to whether Mr. Weidert is currently dangerous. And he believes he is.
And that was just 2 hours ago?
That was just after 6 o'clock.
Wow.
Thank you very much.
Great work, John Libertini.
Well, thank you for letting me do my thing.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah. And don't we think that it was part of your reporting that got the governor's ear?
I wish we could say that,
but there were
news conferences held outside the state capitol. There was a letter that, again, 15 elected officials in the state legislature, including Jim Bell from down in San Jose, signed. There are multiple people that worked really hard. In fact, Vicki Van Dyne, sister again, Mike Morganti, they went out and appealed to people, and they were told, this is never going to happen. These people are not going to stand up for you in this case. And, you know, like, you know, as we've seen time and time again, people ignored all of the signs that they shouldn't do this and did it, and it made a difference.
Well, you still get a big pat on the back.
Well, I
and maybe a
that.
Beer.
Yes, for sure. Thank you very much, John, and I thank you very much for the story.
And congratulations, Vicki, to the sister. She worked hard on that.
All right, let's take a break, and we'll be back. And first of all, we're going to check in, and I'm sure it's heavy. Let's check in with Lee Graham because everybody's coming into the city to party in the traffic center of KGO.
There is a lot going on. That's right, Drex. This Look at Traffic is brought to you by your Northern California Honda dealers at NorCalHondaDealers.com. And I want to remind folks, in case you weren't aware, that Dolores Street in the city between 18th and 20th, they've got those shut down until 9 o'clock, and that's for the Trans March. Also, westbound 80, as you're coming into the city, it still jams up on the Bay Bridge just as you get to Treasure Island, and then you're just going to be crawling from there across the upper deck onto the Skyway all the way to 101. Eastbound, though, on the Skyway, clear now. You've got minor slowdowns only across the Bay Bridge eastbound direction to the tolls, but there it drops back down almost to a stop, and it's going to be that way up to University. The July 4 Honda sales event is now on at your Northern California Honda dealers. Come in today for historic savings on new Civics, Accords, CRVs, and more. And first look at the all-new HRV. For details, visit NorCalHondaDealers.com. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
Remember when retirement wasn't such a big worry? You may have been planning for it, but it was so far off in the distance that the thought of it didn't occupy much of your time. Well, if you are now a year or two away from retirement, you know the complexities of making this transition can be daunting. This is Scott Hansen of Hansen McLean Advisors and co-host of Money Matters, heard every Saturday at 4 p.m. here on KGO. The last two decades, our firm has been working with folks as they plan their transition from work to retirement. We use a unique process that focuses on the seven personal decision points that one must consider as retirement approaches. We look at retirement income needs, cash flow, debt management, investments, taxes, and more, and we make it easy. To learn more, visit moneymatters.com and download your free copy of our ebook, The Seven Personal Decision Points. You'll find this ebook breaks down the complexity of retirement planning into seven simple steps. Our advisors have both the experience and expertise to help you navigate your way into retirement. So schedule a free consultation with one of our advisors to go through your seven personal decision points. For more information, simply visit our website, moneymatters.com, or call 888-2-HANSEN.
Looking for style and comfort at unbeatable savings? At Anna Furniture, the entire store is tax-free during our 4th of July sale, now through July 6th. Stop by one of our four Anna Furniture locations now through July 6th for tax-free savings. San Mateo, San Jose, Union City, and San Francisco. Quality furniture at the best price is always in style at Anna Furniture. Get unbeatable savings now through July 6th at Anna Furniture. That's ANAfurniture.com.
It's not just summertime. It's crunch time.
Looking forward to that demo derby.
Munch time.
Got some good quesadillas out here. Of course, fried everything.
Stand up and jump time.
I love watching the free concerts.
I'm going to see at least two.
There's pickup and run time.
Can't wait to see those cowboys on the bull.
Kaboom time.
Fireworks are amazing.
Rock the red, white, and blue as the Alameda County Fair returns just in time for summer with big shows, big concerts, and big fun, June 17th through July 5th.
Do you know what over 4,000 vehicles look like? Well, we do at DGDG.com. We've got the largest selection in the Bay Area, over 4,000 vehicles in stock, and every single one of those vehicles features our exclusive no-brainer price right up front. A price based on the KBB.com price advisor from Kelley Blue Book, the trusted resource. So, how can we make you happy? Discover all the ways at DGDG.com.
Thank you.
When the leading antihistamine and Nasacort go nose to nose, Nasacort wins, stopping more of the chemical responses that can cause your nasal allergy symptoms. And when you stop more causes, you get 24-hour relief from sneezing, an itchy runny nose, even congestion. It's prescription-strength medicine available over-the-counter. Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
If you're thinking about it, we're talking about it. The Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
La luce che tu dai.
I pray we'll find your light.
Nel cuore
a little Bocelli. The prayer. Yes, what you usually play at weddings. Yes. Beautiful.
Is that right?
Yeah. I don't know what the hell he's saying, but it's pretty. And appropriate for today. Yes, as the Supreme Court legalizes marriage equality, gay marriage across the country. And we were talking, you know, there still are, and everybody's celebrating. Boy, it's such a big weekend here. There's still some things that we have to overcome, and the LGBT community is still fighting for. But Pride Weekend is going on here in the city, and you got to love this. Coming in, of course, I told you I was stuck on the bridge. The traffic is so heavy to get into the city, and it was one of those days that I didn't mind getting stuck on the bridge because I had a beautiful view of downtown San Francisco. And what a special feeling as the Supreme Court decision continued to unfold and people were talking about it, listening to Chip Franklin. And
where were you, by the way, this morning when you found out? Or how did you find out? Who told you?
You were vibrating me.
You found out because of me?
Yes.
Oh, I did not know that.
Well, I had my phone beside the bed, and the phone started vibrating. Yes, it was Heather.
Oh,
look at this. Yeah, so that's how I found out. But again, to look at, you know, usually you're stuck in traffic, and if you're stuck in traffic, you're like, oh, it's a nightmare, Drex. Well, yeah, it is. But it was very cool if you're coming in, if you're coming into the city right now to look at the city and know that what a special place to be today as that Supreme Court decision was handed down. But also,
and then, you know, of course, they couldn't have possibly known, but the Giants, AT&T Park, planned LGBT night for tonight. How awesome is that?
Right. And, you know, the Pride Parade is this weekend.
Of course.
And the Grateful Dead are in town. And once I got into the city, it was so classic. I felt like I was in a movie in a flashback. I mean, you know, just it was surreal coming in and thinking about the decision and how emotional I felt about that. But because I've been, you know, along with so many in our community, fighting this fight on the air, waging it against people, with people back in Chicago and while I worked in Texas, you know, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. So it was, I thought, wow, isn't it incredible that this is where I am in my career at KGO in San Francisco.
At this moment in time.
So very cool.
Well, I got up and I poked the radio and I forget what was exactly happening, but it was toward the end of some story and the language was, and I was like, oh my God, I think they're talking about SCOTUS. And I just stood there listening, like, for any clue of what was exactly going on. And then I just started welling up. And that would happen, I don't know how many times today, you know, because you'd hear the president speak or Obergefell speak or whatever. And like, that whole fanning the eyes thing again, or like, oh, I think I got a piece
right.
of
it. Right. So I immediately turned on Chip. And, you know, it was, of course, there were people who were not happy with the decision. And I understand. You know, everybody's entitled to their opinion, as I said.
Go be unhappy. Go pout. You just don't get it.
You know, I think that you get to think whatever you think about it. But the law is the law. And as Dave from Sacramento in the last 30 minutes, one of our callers said, look, it's just marriage now. And 10 years from now, you won't even think twice about it. And 10 minutes from now, you won't even think twice about it. You'll think, oh, well, that was a long time ago, just the way we think of interracial marriage. Who cares?
I'm actually bummed that I can't say I want to gay marry you now. You know,
no,
like, it's not a thing.
It's just marry.
Why don't you gay marry it?
So, then I get into the city, and I saw an old 1968, and I think I had a 68 or 69 Volkswagen bus I had when I was a kid. But this was the hippie version, had peace signs all over it, peace and love. And it was just like, you know, exactly what you should see in San Francisco on a day like today with the Grateful Dead playing. And I tried to get a picture of it, but they got away. But they weren't going too fast. They were going very slow. They were just, it was the traffic I had to get through. But they had Oregon plates on. I'm thinking, what's going on? Oh, the Grateful Dead are in town. So it's a big weekend in the city. Also, in Sonoma, at the raceway,
NASCAR
is there. So Jeff Gordon is looking for one last win at Sonoma. He's already, with this NASCAR Cup Series, he's already won that race 5 times. So, you know, in my back pocket, I'm rooting for Jeff this weekend. All right, we've got to take a break and we'll be back. Oh, we're going to have fun.
Hey,
yeah.
We didn't talk about the special ice cream flavor. Okay, we'll get to it later.
Okay, we'll discuss at the top of the hour. But coming up, Dick DiBartolo, who is a writer for Mad Magazine. He's, I think, Mad's maddest writer. Yeah. He wrote for
Match Game
in the 70s, which is a great story. If you loved those 70s and 80s game shows, oh, my God, we're going to take a look behind the scenes. And that's a cocktail party, people. There's a party everywhere, and there's going to be a party on KGO coming up here in just a few minutes on the Trex Radio Show, along with Heather and John Libertini on KGO A10.
Your home is one of your biggest investments, and with the new season upon us, it's time to take care of that investment with a great deal from Zero Res, the Bay Area's go-to carpet cleaner. Call now to take advantage of the June summer special. Zero Res will clean 3 of your rooms for $119, and they'll clean a hallway for free. Call 877-321-0739. Commercial customers get free quotes notes. Check it out online at ZeroBayArea.com. 877-321-0739.
Berkeley Honda is your destination for the best deals, sales, and incentives on new Honda vehicles in the Bay Area. They have a knowledgeable and friendly staff that's willing to work with you to make sure you're in the car of your dreams and at a great price. Right now, lease a 2015 Civic Sedan CVT LX for only $159 per month. Berkeley Honda, conveniently located off Highway 80 on Chattuck Avenue in Berkeley. Special $159 lease, $24.99 total due at signing, includes down payment with no security deposit. Excludes taxes, titles, and dealer fees for well-qualified lessees.
Here's a crazy idea from Cash Call Mortgage. Take the mortgage you closed in the last year and look at redoing it at today's 15-year fixed 2.99% rate and APR with no closing costs. Just call 877-890-CASH, and with no cost or obligation, we'll tell you how much your payment could drop with the do-over refi. And you won't pay any points, deposits, or fees. None. It's so easy. Just do the regular paperwork, most of which you already did for your last refi, and we'll do the rest. So make the cash call at 877-890-CASH for today's 15-year fixed 2.99% rate and APR with absolutely no closing costs. The do-over refi, only from Cash Call Mortgage. Call 877-890-CASH and see for yourself.
Impact Mortgage Corp., DBA Cash Call Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender. Call 866-900-8744 for terms and restrictions. Rates may change without notice. California Department of Business Oversight Residential Mortgage Lender Law License 413-1083. NMLS 128231.
That's 877-890-CASH.
Just when you thought summer couldn't get any better, the Home Depot has up to 40% off select in-store patio furniture. So, let's show the back patio a little love for a lot less. Give it the attention it deserves and your friends the invitation they've been looking for. The party's on at your place. Let's do this. Up to 40% off select in-store patio furniture. The Home Depot. More saving, more doing. While supplies last, U.S. only. Products and price may vary by store.
Enter O'Reilly Auto Parts $10,000 payment payoff sweepstakes powered by Castrol Edge, and you could win.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.